Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, a special shout out and a thank you for the great job you're doing keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers out there, men and women out there coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, all the same way, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, we're at Captain's America, and don't forget, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, the gang is assembled on the front porch, and I'm going to introduce the professor of politics from California, IA, Kyle Warren. Told you.
There they are.
Told you. Yep, told you.
We have assembled.
Yep, they're there. All right. Thank you. Good night now. The back end, got one more round to go. Jeez. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, of course, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got some news to report out of a couple different states tonight. First, Colorado. We've had another terrible shooting there. A police officer lost his life. And we've had something interesting happen in a small town in Colorado. So start with the police officer's story first.
Yes, Captain. Three people, we understand, are dead, including one police officer in the old town Arvada area in Colorado. It's like an old historic town square.
Yeah.
Terrible story coming out, of course. 19-year veteran of the Arvada Police Department, Gordon Beasley, is the officer identified having been killed. He was responding, evidently, to what's being called a suspicious incident, and then, of course, a shooting ensued. One other person that was hit and killed, we understand, is being described at this hour as a Samaritan, but police are not really releasing a lot more of the details of the shooting that happened about 1:15 p.m. local time. So it's an ongoing investigation, but again, a very, very sad story coming out of Colorado this evening.
Mm-hmm. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the officer, the department, and the family members. All right, now what was the deal with this small town and the Colorado mayor?
Okay, well, now we'll switch over to Silverton, Colorado. Shane Furman, he's the mayor of Silverton. He announced at a trustee meeting, and this was last week sometime, that the Pledge of Allegiance was going to be suspended, because evidently there were some direct and indirect threats, quote-unquote, which they decided to make this...
Threats about what? About the pledge?
It's unclear, unfortunately.
Well, here we go. Craziness again. Go ahead.
That's right. So what happened was, of course, is that one of the trustees challenged him at this meeting, saying that there was a unilateral decision. At the meeting, the attendees rose and began to recite the pledge together, to which it caused, I believe, Shane Furman to say that everybody was out of order. So can you imagine that, Captain?
Mm-hmm.
You're out of order for saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
The mayor was out of order, and the mayor should be voted out. Next chance you get, folks, Silverton, Colorado. All right, and then California, this is quite the story there. You talk about buying votes. What is Newsom up to now?
Well, Captain, on June the 30th, the California eviction moratorium expires. Now,
mm-hmm.
we're completely of the mind that California is going to extend that eviction moratorium. California Governor Gavin Newsom has added a new wrinkle to this. He wants to pay off the back rent of renters. Now, it's unclear whether or not this is for, especially for commercial, but of course this would be for residential, we believe at this time. But this is where the money's going to come from. The state has evidently about $5.2 billion in federal aid packages that were approved by Congress to pay off people's rent. And so the California governor, of course, wants to do everything he can to a lot of people will say yes, to buy votes, as it were. But of course, this is going to be extended. We don't know for how long. But obviously this is going to come into play. Now, whether or not, because here's the thing. Let's say it gets extended, but it's not going to be paid off. Well, you're still going to see that eviction tsunami. And I think, people here in the Southern California, well, all throughout California, will still believe that something is going to happen as a result of people not paying their rent. Some commercial tenants, we understand, may be paying something. They may be in a better position to at least negotiate with their landlords, do something so that they're not so far behind. But again, this, to say a tsunami, I think, is an understatement if there isn't some kind of assistance. And that would be an absolute terrible blow, obviously, to the California economy. But the money's got to come from somewhere, and after a while it starts sounding like, you know, monopoly money after that point.
Well, the thing of it is also is that they're going to have to, they borrow a lot of this money, and some of it they've accrued, but still it's going to go faster than they were able to save it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we are going to a break right now, and Kathy is going to take us to the break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Good old Donna Fiducia. How about that one, Kyle?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yep, they got that one down. That I'll give an A-plus on that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I told them I want something, and let's see what you can do, and they did it a couple different ways. That's called with music. The other one's dry, so I got a second one there, too. But anyway, it are what it are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen, and I take it every morning, and then I take it at night before I start the show, because it takes care of the any discomfort I'm going to have during the program because of the fact that I'm sitting pretty much for 4 hours. But anyway, more and more people are finding out the fact that Relief Factor really does work. And the reason it really does work is because it's all natural with the ingredients that are in it. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, absolutely drug-free. And it will help to the body's natural response to inflammation. It'll even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problems are that you've got by going straight to the source of the pain. And it's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So try it out. $19.95, 3-week quick start. $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And remember, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And that's it. Relief Factor. Tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, I get a lot of traction out of that.
I know. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's really the best product I've ever had. I had somebody else yesterday in my travels. I was over in Clearwater, and they said, thanks so much for telling us about Relief Factor. We're pain-free after having taken it for a couple months. So there you go.
Wow. Well, I mean, it helps people, and that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of helping people, today is the primary in big old New York City. And to our listeners up there, you may or may not know that the New York Post endorsed the former police captain Eric Adams for mayor because of his depth of experience and understanding what's needed when it comes to getting rid of the scourge of crime on the streets of New York right now, with shootings, or not shootings, murders are up over 54%, shootings are up over 100% in New York City.
You know, Captain, you think about some of the days a few short decades ago, not all that long ago, really, where, you know, New York had a terrible, terrible reputation. It took a lot to get it, you know, really cleaned up and so forth. That was part and parcel of what Rudy Giuliani was all about back in the day. But you're right. To have this kind of soaring crime, these kinds of statistics, it's not what you want to be known for. And while the race, of course, early on sort of focused on Andrew Yang, who was running for president, you know, with the basic income, basic income guy. But now they're starting to look very, very closely at Eric Adams. He's been holding pretty steady in the polling, we understand.
Yes, he has, and we'll see what happens. And he had a very good debate, so that also helped.
Exactly right, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you want to call that a debate, because it got a little bit out of hand. Oh, boy. All right. Well, you know, you got a problem when you have a young girl, 9 years old, standing in front of the school board, who confronted her school board about the BLM posters that were being allowed on the school premises when the rule was no politics could be displayed anywhere on a school campus, but yet the Black Lives Matter posters were everywhere.
Yes. You know, again, and that's so important because at school you want the kids to be sort of free of the day-to-day political, you know, back and forth and political messaging. But for some reason, the BLM, the entire BLM thing has sort of transcended a lot of that. But no, she's right. She needs to call that out. And to be called out by a child like that is pretty powerful.
Yeah, and then you got Stacey Abrams and Mr. Senator Warnock, the temporary senator, because they're going to vote him out here next year. They have done an about-face down in Georgia, and their critics are blasting them and the Washington Post for calling the Democrats doing an about-face on voter ID an evolution of thoughts, an evolution of thoughts.
Well... Yeah, that's the latest euphemism for flip-flopping.
Well, that's what they did.
Yeah, I guess. Well, see, it's a way of trying to put it. It's a spin. That's all it is. But because they understand that their positions aren't popular. You know, in fact, when they were running against Loeffler and back in November, you know, the whole thing was about the $2,000. We're going to get $2,000 and this kind of
exactly.
thing. Exactly. And but yet now that they're in office, it's completely clear. It's exactly what the Democrats have been talking about, and so they're showing exactly what they're really like, and so now they've got to figure how do they damage control things. So this is exactly what that is.
How do they damage control things? Well, they tell the truth, but they'll never do that. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who we got here. Is this Todd? Hello, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, and by the way, if anybody's going to be speaking at a rally, it should be me or the captain, okay, because that's where you can learn something. The bottom line is this. The Democrats are a disaster. Nobody cares about your LGBTQ nonsense. We care that gas prices are skyrocketing through the roof. We care that you're letting illegals across the border. We care that you're not making America great again. That's what we care about, okay? because nobody cares. But the electric company don't care after 30 days if you don't pay your electric bill. If you're Chinese or LGBTQ, they turn your power off. Okay, that's the bottom line here. All right, open up your states, stand up for your country, and make sure you don't. If we can make sure Trump, when we support somebody, you're the only person that didn't turn on us, and that's what we're looking for. And we don't have 100 of those people in the Senate or in the House. Let's get to work and save the country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All righty. Is your state open, Kyle?
It is. It is now, as of the 15th.
That's what I thought. Your state's open, and I'm not really sure what states are closed yet, but there's not very many. It can't be more than a handful, and they got to be pretty much all blue states. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I believe so. And California, of course, as I recall, I thought it was going to be pretty much the last state to really have a mask mandate.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, but you got some people wearing masks, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's still happening.
AOC is in the news again. Guess what she's in the news for this time?
What's that?
She's trolling North Carolina Senator Tillis over the name of his dog. He gave his dog a conservative name.
What was the name?
I don't know. I got to look it up because I just saw the story come across the aisle here.
we'll find out. How could this be offensive?
Anything conservative is offensive to AOC. Okay, over conservative dog name. What's the dog name? Let's see here. Oh, he named the dog Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, my goodness. Well, wow.
Theo. The dog's name is Theo.
And after Theodore Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. After Theodore Roosevelt.
And, of course, Theodore Roosevelt, seemed to be one of the great presidents of our time.
He was the founder of the Progressive Party, and people don't realize that.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. In fact, TR, as he's called by some others, definitely was somebody who was able to help propel America forward in many, many different respects.
Yeah, and AOC says that... He should have named his dog One Bull Moose.
Well, she's entitled to her opinion, of course, but I don't know, Captain. Aren't there better things for a member of Congress to do rather than sit around and try to criticize somebody's dog name?
You would think.
How about anybody named Theodore? Is she against anybody named Theodore out there?
You would think.
Yeah. How about Teddy Kennedy? Wasn't he Theodore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I checked.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I got to tell you. Maybe I don't know if she's scraping the bottom of the barrel here, but it's like she's trying.
All right. Well, we're fixing to go to break, folks. And when we come back after the break, the White House is being silent on the paintings that are being sold by Hunter Biden, and some of them for $500,000 each, a novice with a bunch of paintings. What's that all about? Somebody trying to bribe the old man through the sun again? I'll bet it is. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on advancing a sweeping elections overhaul bill dubbed the For the People Act. It's a piece of legislation that has no support from Republicans and some Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, wary of supporting it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his party will give the bill no quarter.
They made abundantly clear that the real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor. That's why the Senate will give this disastrous proposal no quarter.
And the president of the NCAA says he's committed to supporting name, image, and likeness benefits for student-athletes after the Supreme Court ruled that the organization can't enforce limits on education-related benefits. The court ruling against the NCAA in a suit brought by a former athlete who argued that caps on education-related compensation violated federal antitrust laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why, yes, indeedy, and we welcome callers to the show. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow.com is his website. Go over there, take a look at all the stuff that they have, and when it says enter your promo code here, use the promo code CAPTAIN on anything you see that you want to buy. It will give you the reduced price, you'll save a bunch of money, and you'll be a happy, happy camper with the products that he's got there. And Kyle's got products that he's bought from them. I've got products that I bought from them. And I'm telling you, I'm really enjoying that mattress topper. It's the most comfortable thing I ever got, short of buying a brand new mattress. And it's great. Absolutely great. I'm getting a great night's sleep on it. And of course, my pillows that I got, I wound up getting two, because the deal is on the My Pillow premiums with the lowest price ever is you wind up getting two pillows for the price, the reduced price. And again, the product code is simply CAPTAIN on that or anything else that you want to buy. And Kyle, what were you talking about that you either bought or you were going to buy?
No, well, I've had a My Pillow for a long time. Even Mrs. Professor has a My Pillow, and we swear by it. It's literally the best pillow that I've ever had, and I get a great night's sleep. And highly recommend it. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you don't wake up with a stiff neck anymore.
No, and
or
that was
sore back or whatever. Yeah,
exactly right. And so at the website, as you're mentioning, Captain, I mean, there are so many different great products to choose from, including the Giza Dream Sheets. You've got the mattress topper, like you talked about. And, Captain, I know you got your slippers.
Oh, yeah.
They are great.
I went home yesterday and put the slippers on and just put my feet up in the air in my nice, easy boy chair, fell asleep, and went, yeah. And when I woke, I was so comfortable.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, my lazy boy recliner. But anyway.
And all you got to use is the promo code CAPTAIN.
That's right. Very simple. Very simple on anything that you want at MyPillow.com. Now, the White House is being silent as an ex-Obama ethics chief has slammed Hunter Biden for selling his overpriced art to, get this, secret buyers. What the hell is going on there? Somebody trying to buy influence from the old man again?
Well, yes, this is Walter Schaub, and he is a former Office of Government Ethics Director under President Obama at the time. And he says that this arrangement, quote, has a shameful and grifty feeling to it, unquote, his words. He also says that these influence seekers, quote, unquote, as he says, you know, can use their anonymity essentially to help funnel money into the Biden family. And so obviously, you know, there's got to be some kind of reward for doing that, one would think. But to have the President of the United States, his son, to have these kinds of anonymous auctions and so forth is just very, very bad. Well, it's just to say it's bad optics is
okay.
Just the starting point.
Okay, so let's be the devil's advocate. Let's say Donald Trump was doing this, or Donald Trump Jr., or Eric Trump, or Laura Trump, or any of the Trumps were doing this. What do you suppose would be going on right now?
Well, obviously, this would be a major explosion every time on some certain cable networks, and they would be talking about how somehow the white supremacists were giving money to the Trump family anonymously. I mean, they come up with something like that, you know, that here, you know, this is completely irregular, it should never be done, and try to make a huge, huge thing out of it. But when this is happening with the Biden family, there will be nary a peep.
So you're telling me it's a double standard?
Yes, in so many words, yes.
Okay, now, the Biden administration is contemplating ending a Trump-era policy known as Title 42. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, that has to do with the ability of the border, border patrol personnel to send people back from where they came, essentially, not let them into the country based on health concerns.
Yeah, they come in and they're sick, or they're coughing, or they're hacking, or they're running a fever, or maybe they look like they could have COVID-like symptoms. You don't want them in here.
Well, right, and that seems to be a practical kind of a consideration. But when the Biden administration got to town, they just threw everything literally out the window because...
Well, not this.
Well, not this yet. Not this yet. But basically, it seems that everything else has just been, you know, hey, if it's destabilizing, if it creates a real crisis,
uh-huh.
Hey, we're all for it kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Guess what I saw on cable television yesterday? Well, it wasn't cable, satellite. Guess what I saw on satellite television yesterday?
What's that?
An ad for Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Now, they're seeking, it looks like they're seeking to mend their image. They were showing their beautiful city, not the pictures of what got burned down or torn down or torn apart or whatever. No civil unrest, but a brand new ad campaign. Come to Portland. Visit us. Great fishing. Great boating, great camping, you know, making it sound like that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, when you get outside Portland, maybe.
When you get outside Portland, yeah, from the downtown and the major city. Well, part of what they're saying is they're saying, and this is a direct quote, they're saying, you've heard a lot about us lately. It's been a while since you've heard from us. So that's a pretty good, campaign angle there. But what people see on the news, Captain, and when they understand about defunding the police and I think part of this campaign also says you can be you or something in Portland. Well, you know, a lot of people have decided they want to like throw things at police and try to burn down the federal building. So this is a really big deal. And you can see why this is so important. And, you know, I'm not trying to be funny here, but you see why this is so important, why the city of Portland and the good people of Portland want to try to mend this, because it's gone so far over the edge.
Yeah. Now, Meghan McCain, who I believe is on the show The View, correct?
Yes.
Says that the devout Catholic president, Joe Biden, is doing grave spiritual harm to himself. And they got to talking about the bishops that are standing back and not doing what they should be doing and saying that Joe Biden can't have communion because if this was in Europe, because of the way they are over there, they would not allow him to have communion in the church. They'd turn him down every time he came up and stood in the line to get it. So I don't know where this is going to go, but once again, the ladies in The View wound up in a bigger argument over this one.
And they've been arguing a lot lately, from what I understand, especially in regards to Meghan McCain. And well, this is her take on it. And again, you know, Joe Biden in his heart of hearts is going to have to make decisions on what he's going to stand for, what he's going to believe, and how he's going to communicate that, you know, to the American people. So it's a very, very it's a very personal thing, obviously. But at the same time, the church is very explicit in what its position is.
Well, we know why Stacey Abrams and Senator Warnock, and some others are trying to reverse their position right now when it comes to the voter ID, because most Americans in a brand new Monmouth University poll, which is a liberal poll, correct?
Yes.
Most Americans think that early voting should be made easier and voters should be required to show photo identification when casting a ballot, according to the latest survey. Now, what really got the Democrats trigger tripped here is that 71% of the Democrats in this poll believe voter ID should be shown.
Well, it's the Democrat Party elite that have done this to themselves and done it to their own Democrat rank and file, I think, because the chaos of what ensued in 2020 is so illustrative of what happens when you don't have a structure.
All right, let's go real quick to the phone. Mel in Saratoga Springs, you got a minute.
Yes, come on, Seth. Eric Adams, who was David Dinkins 2.0, he had an issue with Andrew Yang out campaigning on Juneteenth. So here's another Democrat who, to me, in my estimation, is another trained Marxist who is trying to use this Juneteenth and black people like myself as props and pawns in their effort to forward their agenda about black people being oppressed. He's saying Andrew Yang should not have been out campaigning on Juneteenth. Because it was.
Do you live in New York City?
I my mother was born and raised in Brooklyn.
But can you vote there? Can you vote there?
No, the point is, though, it affects me. What happens downstate, it affects what happens to us upstate, three hours north of them, believe it or not. I want to be able to go to New York City and enjoy myself as I used to in the past and not have to be looking over my shoulder every 3 seconds or dodging bullets. You know, this is insane. What the Democrat Party and what they're using as far as the shield.
Okay.
They're going to use COVID as a shield. Are they going to use Juneteenth as a shield?
Thank you. Here comes the music, and you're going to get cut off right about now. There you go. You just got cut off. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we go to the Truckers Highway Report and tell you what's going on. We got a lot of rain on I-10 tonight, west of I-75, all the way over to Mississippi. Some of the remnants left behind by the storm, Claudette. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna Fiducia and her husband Don, and I'll tell you what, they are great folks. I've known them ever since September 11th, 2001, and I really appreciate them. I asked them to do something a little special, and they did. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Go on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, because when you do, you're going to get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store. It all adds up, and you can use it as a big old discount off your bill the next time around, or you can accumulate it and use it later in the year, maybe, say, around Christmas time, and get a whole bunch of Christmas stuff with it. But anyway, join the Drivers Club, Pilot and Flying J. And in the meantime, I got an oldie but goodie here. Here we go.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But night is too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her. Though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell.
All righty, that's the Zombies, and She's Not There. And Kyle, that's an oldie but goodie. How old is that song?
Well, Captain, that is, well, let's see, what, that would be 55 years old, 1965.
I thought so. I thought it might even been older than that. I wasn't sure, but yeah. I like digging up the old stuff like that out of the archives.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because I'm another one. I danced to it. I even sang that song at one time when I had my band.
Very cool. Yeah, well,
I could hit the high note. Not anymore.
Well, that is a good sign. I mean, it's definitely got a great sound to it, and it's really evocative of that period as well. So that's amazing.
Oh yeah, yeah, and of course the girls, and that was back in the day of the miniskirts. The girls in the miniskirts, and everybody had the same hairdo.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, we had the bro cream, and did the wave and the hair and all that sorts of, it was hilarious, and the women had their hair like flopped up. But anyway, let me tell you what's going to happen. First of all, Tropical Storm Claudette, yep, it became a tropical storm again. It's moved offshore, and it's going offshore out into the ocean. In the meantime, there's going to be some severe storms today, as there were yesterday in the East Coast. They were bouncing all over the freaking place, from upstate New York all the way down into the Carolinas. Now, beach hazards will persist along the coastal Carolinas as Claudette moves away from land, and a cold front extending from the plains to the northeast and middle Atlantic brings threats of severe storms and heavy rain again today. Dry thunderstorms, some severe, may initiate fire starts in California, God, I hope not, and the interior northwest. Heat and elevated to critical fire weather threats still persist in much of the west, but it's not going to last very much longer. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We have seen some of these very high temperatures, excessive heat warnings, really begin to dissipate, and that is a good sign because we do have some fires burning in California. We've got the Willow Fire in Monterey County, the Cal Fire in Shasta County, so that's definitely something that we're keeping an eye on. But, of course, now what we understand is next week we may start to see a lot of the heat come back, but it's probably going to center more in Northern California and up in the Pacific Northwest, so we're going to keep our eye on that. But for right now, we are looking at extensive fire weather warnings all throughout the West, starting in Wyoming, in the Laramie and Cheyenne, just outside of Casper. This is also going to be in western Denver, western Colorado, west of Denver, coming along I-70. So what you're going to be seeing is low humidity, gusty winds in many of these places. Also throughout throughout the Utah, up and down the Interstate 15, down through southern Nevada, also northern Arizona, parts of that, Kingman, for example, northwestern Arizona, and, as I said, Las Vegas. And if you're coming out of Reno tonight, if you're heading up 395 past Susanville, you've also got that fire weather warning to contend with, most of southern Oregon as well. So, again, we're going to be watching it pretty close. Oh, and we do have one excessive heat warning that's going on. This is going to be between Pocatello, Idaho, and Twin Falls along I-84. So you've got a heat advisory there tonight.
All right. I-10 San Antonio got some scattered showers in there on the west side of San Antonio, as well as between San Antonio and Houston. And you do have a severe weather alert or the possibility of some thunderstorms coming off Eagle Pass moving towards the San Antonio area. Earlier there were some tornado watches in the area, but that's all since dissipated. But now we have severe weather alerts, which means the possibility is there for a storm to develop during the course of the evening. So please leave your weather radios on if you're in that part of Texas. In the meantime, going way up here into, let's see, where are we? Minnesota. Oh, Minnesota! Up there around Duluth and north and east of Minneapolis, you've got some weather alerts up in there for possibly what could be some weather developing in that area. Again, they've had showers and things bouncing all around from there all the way to the east coast, and this possibility is still there in the backside of this mess to have something happen. Now, I'm going to stay up north for a little bit because east of Chicago, Gary, over to the Michigan line, you've got the possibility of showers off the southern end of Lake Michigan. You've got the possibility of rain tonight all the way from Toledo, Holy Toledo, all the way to Buffalo. And then from about Rochester all the way to Pulaski, Fulton, that area of New York, and up to Watertown along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, just like the snow, there's a possibility of getting a bunch of rain in there tonight. And down in the northwest corner of Georgia, we still got rain. We've got flood watches and warnings there. They had a lot of rain. They had a lot of bad weather. And, oh, by the way, over towards Birmingham, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning there. The possibility exists for perhaps more than that, but right now, just in the Birmingham area, a severe thunderstorm warning. And if you're going towards the east, it's going to be with you for a little bit because it looks like this weather's moving to the east. Now, moving down to New Orleans, we've got some flooding down there, in the New Orleans area, which is no surprise. Low-lying areas, saturated. They just had all that rain on top of all the rain they had before, on top of all the rain they had before that. They've had like four shots of rain, Kyle, down there in New Orleans and Slidell in southern Louisiana. It's a wonder they've still got land left.
No kidding. Yes.
Yeah. And then coming up, again, I-10 coming out of New Orleans, coming up or going across Mississippi, going over into Mobile, and coming over into Florida in the panhandle, all the way over west of I-75, probably somewhere around just a little bit east of Tallahassee. You've got rain. You've got flood conditions in some areas there. You do have something coming off the Gulf right now. Looks like a thunderstorm with a thunderstorm warning for about where Frank lives, about Navarre, Florida. So here we go again. Frank's going to have an interesting night. But that's what it looks like right now there. And other than that, that's about it. And again, folks, the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we bring it to you out there on the highway so that you can figure out what it is you need to be doing and where you need to be doing it at. I don't see anything to slow you down other than a little bit of weather here and there. But again, if you're going out west and you're going over the mountains out there in that 100-plus degree weather, make damn sure your radiator's right and you're carrying some spare water with you. I used to carry the jerry cans in the back of the rig, both the motorhome and the semi, to make sure if I needed it, I had it. And by the way, it wasn't water. It was a 50-50 mixture of antifreeze and water, which is a lot better if you start to overheat a little bit than just dumping water in there, because it's going to blast back in your face. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.